Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Imagine walking into the tabernacle courtyard. Standing before you, about 4.5 feet high and 7.5 feet square, was the great altar, in constant use. Quote, "A fire shall always be burning on the altar." Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13. Sheathed in copper or bronze, it could take the heat, just like our Lord Jesus, who consumed God's wrath without himself being consumed. Do you see the priests busily offering up the lives of lambs, goats, bulls, heifers, and doves? Can you imagine the sounds and sights and smells? It's impossible to calculate the number of animals offered there. To many, it would seem a waste. But the Lord was teaching his people crucial lessons. First, the costliness of sin. A person could not simply trade good deeds for bad or pay someone off for sins. Quote, "For the wages of sin is death." Romans 6:23. Second, the principle of a perfect substitute. It must be pleasing to God. Quote, "Whatever has a defect, you shall not offer, for it shall not be acceptable on your behalf." Leviticus 22, verse 20. Third, and most importantly, the endless repetition told the people that in the end, they must look for an infinitely better sacrifice. For, quote, "Every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down." Hebrews 10, verses 11 and 12. The altar was, quote, "hollow with boards," Exodus 27, verse 8, and probably was filled with earth or unhewn rocks. See chapter 20, verse 24. It had four horns on the corners, speaking of power, and when applied with blood, declared, "There's power in the blood." A grate or ledge ran around halfway up to facilitate the priests. But our great high priest has finished that work. For, quote, "By one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.